Hello, how you doing today, sir?
Good.
Awesome. My name is Antonio, and I'm contacting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
White.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Postgraduate master's.
Master's. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. As you may know, in November of 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local ladies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Almost certain.
Likely. Likely.
So are you almost certain, probably 50-50? Probably not, or definitely not?
What? Say that again?
Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not? Kind of vote.
Probably positive. Yes.
Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
I don't live in Columbus.
Oh, you don't live in Columbus, but are you...
I don't live in Columbus. I live in Delaware.
Okay, but in your opinion, would you be very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I don't know.
You don't
know? I have to research that.
Okay,
I have to research that.
Understandable. What can I write down for you? Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Here's a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Transportation, city budget and spending, legalizing marijuana, property taxes, housing, education, criminal justice reform, racial inequity, health care, access to abortion, crime, violence, jobs, economy. We just top three.
I say abortion,
uh-huh.
Inflation,
okay.
and something about the environment.
Okay. We have access to abortion, jobs and the economy, correct?
Yeah.
We have property taxes, legalizing marijuana, city budget and spending, transportation,
and so all of that is
education.
But with the taxes?
Property taxes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I would like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, but somewhat in 0, very cold and unfavorable. Okay?
I don't quite understand that.
Okay. I'm going to read to you the names of some people. Would you please let me know if you have a favorable or non-favorable opinion about them from 0 to 10. 10, favorable, 0, not favorable. okay? And five is you're caught in the middle, okay? Now, Adrian Hood, have you heard of her?
Who?
Adrian Hood.
No.
What about
no.
Nick Paxton?
Who again?
Nick Paxton.
Don't know.
What about the Columbus City Council?
I vote Democrat.
Okay.
Those two guys that if those two guys you mentioned before are Democrats, I'll vote for them.
Okay.
No Republicans.
Okay. So what about the Columbus City Council? How do you feel about them?
I'm not in Columbus again. I don't know.
Okay.
I
what
can't
about
open.
Shannon Harding?
Don't know.
What about Rob Lorenz?
If they're Democrats, I like them.
I wouldn't be
the Republicans,
to
I don't like them.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, to be honest with you. Have you heard of Rob Lorenz?
Who?
Rob Lorenz.
No. See, Republican?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Have you heard of...
He is, I don't like him.
Have you heard of Nancy Dake Akauer?
Nope. If she's a Republican,
about,
I don't like her.
What about Macon Kilgore?
Never heard of him. If he's a Republican, I hate him.
How do you feel about the Fraternal Order of Police?
They're okay.
How would you rate your feelings towards them from 0 to 10?
What?
How would you rate your feelings toward the Fraternal Order of Police from 0 to 10?
Six.
What about Farhan Jetty? Have you heard of him?
No.
What about Luis Gill?
Nope.
What about Daniel Remy?
Nope.
Shayla Faber?
Nope.
Lourdes Barroso De Padilla?
Nope, nope.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay, sir? Now,
yeah.
In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and required them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter...
Good idea.
As a voter...
Good idea.
Regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about
good.
The Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue to work they have been doing, they can continue to work that they have been doing.
Or probably true.
Or I would rather elect new people to the City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Which of the two would you select?
I'd go with the incumbent.
So you would re-elect?
Go on. I'd re-elect. If they're Democrats, I would vote for the new guy.
Okay. Now,
Democrats. If they're Republicans,
if,
I want them out.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? If you're undecided, just let me know, okay?
I'll vote for your Democrat.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today and the candidates were Louis Gill or Nancy Dakeauer, who would you vote for?
The Democrat.
Or Nancy Dakeauer. Okay, so we can say we can say that this time you are undecided, correct? Once you know who the Democrat... Okay, I see. Now, if the November election for Columbus State Council, Columbus City Council, I'm sorry, were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jedi or Nick Bankston?
Don't know.
Okay.
I vote Democrat.
I understand. Now, let me read to you some statements that people might make about some candidates running for city council, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, that if it means that you are much more likely to vote for the candidate, somewhat much less or more likely to vote for him, and 0, much less likely to vote for the candidate, okay? Now, the first one is Nick Bankston. He's a Columbus City graduate. Columbus is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit...
You are aware I'm not in Columbus.
As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Nick Bankston.
Good guy.
Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities as the endorsed Democrat. He's running for re-election.
Sounds like he's got good ideas.
He's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. Now, that particular statement makes you much more likely to vote for Nick Bankston.
More likely,
okay. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate that statement?
5.
5.
I'll do some research.
Okay. What about the next statement? Farhan Jedi came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Jedi has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. How would you rate...
Sounds like a good guy.
How would you rate that particular statement from 0 to 10?
8.
8.
8.
Okay. Now, if sometimes in a survey like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jedi or Nick Bankston?
Vote for the Somali guy.
Okay. Farhan Jedi. Okay. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. It's the same thing, okay? Please rate them from 0 to 10 on how much more it will, you're likely to vote for that particular candidate. I'm going to read the first one. Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions of dollars in youth programming and gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election.
Three,
to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. How convincing or how much more would that make you likely to vote for him from 0 to 10? How would you rate it?
Three.
What about Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016. Hood advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. What would you rate this particular statement?
If I could, which I can't because I don't live in Columbus, I'd give it an 8.
Okay. Now, sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Yes.
Would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know. 5.
So, okay, who would you vote for? Adrian Hood, the retired Master Sergeant, or Emmanuel Remy?
Yeah, that guy.
Emmanuel Remy, okay. Now, let me read to you more statements, okay? This is for the next 2, okay? From Sylvia.
How much longer do you got to go?
Okay.
How much longer?
Okay. We are 60% done, okay?
Oh, not 10.
2 more minutes.
No.
That's it. Okay?
This is about all I can do. Thank you for calling, though. I hope you get some part to my survey. Okay, bye-bye.